Memorabilia. Last week, I dreamt. First, the dream began in a lower octave, then picked up speed till I was sitting in a bar with my father. We rattled about the reads at home, the things he had missed. When I looked him in the eyes, I found a shrinking thing. The first time I saw the shrinking thing was when he had been down with cancer and looked at him from the inside. His body had peeled from itself, just like white color peels to become black. Then he started growing distant. Each day, my father was gradually pulled away from me, from us. Then he traveled because health, because work, because Cambridge, because he was father and had to do father things. And that was the last time he sent me to buy some newspapers for him, sent me to wash his car, sent me to clean his boots. I never had the chance to ask my father where and how he grew up, what his favorite color was, and what it means to woo a girl. Wooing a girl was something I learned from standing on my shyness. On another night, I saw my father again in my dream. I told him that people, on hearing what I do, often say, "In this country, you mean you are a poet and nothing else?" My father smiled at me after listening and said, "Flowers never grow knives. The world can only adjust for you." Today, I'm in my father's jacket, putting it on, feels like I am having a chat with him, like we are in a long field, holding hands and watching butterflies bouncing in the air.